For more than a decade, the comedy duo known as Yid Life Crisis, featuring Eli Battalion and Jamie Elman, have been blending sharp humor, Jewish culture, and a healthy dose of Yiddish into their creative projects. Now, the Montreal-rooted pair are bringing their latest film and live performance to Los Angeles. On March 12, the duo will appear at the Museum of Tolerance for a special evening centered on their new documentary, Swedish Gate, Yid Life Crisis in Stockholm. The event, which combines a film screening with live comedy, music, and nosh, offers audiences a chance to experience the pair's distinctive blend of storytelling, cultural exploration, and Jewish humor. "We're about different flavors of Judaism and bringing them together," Elman said in a recent Zoom interview, appearing alongside Battalion, his longtime creative partner. "What we're after is hashtag Jewish joy. It's been a rough few years." Battalion and Elman grew up together in Côte Saint-Luc, a heavily Jewish suburb of Montreal that helped shape their cultural sensibilities and comedic voice. Today, their lives span two cities. Battalion still lives in Montreal while Elman is based in Los Angeles. 11 years ago, the duo launched Yid Life Crisis as the internet's first Yiddish language web series, a project that quickly gained international attention for its clever mix of contemporary Jewish life and classic Yiddish expression. Since then, Battalion and Elman have expanded their work into documentaries and live performances that explore Jewish communities around the world, from London to Tel Aviv, as part of what they call their Global Shtetl series. Along the way, they've embraced another role, closeted Jewish educators, Battalion said. Their newest project, filmed in Sweden during May and June 2024, continues that mission. In Swedish Gate, the pair travel to Stockholm to explore the country's Jewish community and the surprising story of Yiddish as one of Sweden's officially recognized minority languages. Battalion described the production as coming together quickly and intensely. "It was a whirlwind quick trip," he said. "They were only in Sweden for about 5 days. Leading up to the trip, they did interviews with nearly 50 Swedes. Afterwards, they edited the film, which aired on Swedish national television, then did a feature-length cut for the Global Jewish World that has been screening at various Jewish film festivals. That is the version that will be presented in LA this week, with the event being co-organized by the Los Angeles Jewish Film Festival. The film itself blurs the line between genres, combining travelogue, documentary, and comedy performance. It's a documentary meets sort of a comedy special, if you will," Battalion said. Throughout the 75-minute film, Battalion and Elman meet members of Sweden's Jewish community, learn about the country's centuries-long Jewish history, and prepare for a live performance there. The result is both an exploration of Jewish identity and a reminder that Jewish culture continues to flourish in unexpected places. The Los Angeles program at the Museum of Tolerance will feature the film screening followed by a live performance from the duo, giving audiences a chance to experience their comedic chemistry firsthand. Elman emphasized that the goal is to keep the experience lively and accessible. "We are very conscious of Tuchuses not becoming too numb," he said. "And that's how we like it. Just sort of hit them hard and fast with all the shtick, the comedy, the music, and as it turns out, the education, since, over the last couple of years, Eli and I have asked dozens, if not hundreds, of extremely well-educated, worldly Jews around the world to name the only country in the world where Yiddish is a protected minority language with government protections and funding, and so far it's zero for 200 people we've asked, who knew about the status of Yiddish of Sweden." The upcoming appearance is also something of a rarity for Los Angeles audiences. The duo doesn't perform in the city often. In fact, the last time Yid Life Crisis appeared on stage locally was in 2019 at Shamre Torah Synagogue, now known as Hamakom. The Los Angeles appearance also comes at a busy time for the duo. The March 12th event will precede a hometown performance in Montreal on March 29th. For Battalion and Elman, the goal remains simple: create a space where people can laugh while connecting with Jewish culture in new ways. "The meta story is every Jewish event, not every, but many now, are pretty damn tragic," Battalion said. "And this is one of the few things, and this has been corroborated at all the film festivals that we've gone to, this is one of the few things that's a celebration of Jewish joy, life, and being Jewish around the world. For additional details about the event, visit museumoftolerance.com/event/YidLife-Crisis-Swedish-Gate-Live? HSLang=N